Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello and welcome back to Project Loving Myself. We brought season 6 to a close with the end of the year, and we bring in the new year with the start of our brand new season, season 7. And now after the holiday break, I'm back and literally buzzing with excitement to reconnect with you. Now you might notice a few small changes this season. We've shifted from our traditional season format to a numbered episode format. But don't worry, we're still dropping fresh content every Monday. And here's the deal. If you hit that subscribe button, you'll be the first to know when a brand new episode lands. And you know how they say that distance makes the heart grow fonder? As cliche as that is, it's totally true. I've missed you and I've missed doing this with you. I'm so happy to be back, continuing on this Project Loving Myself journey with you. I'm also super excited about this season as we have an incredible lineup of guests coming up. We'll be connecting with voices from all over the world, going back to the mission of bringing on change makers, thought leaders, and well-being experts who can illuminate the path of self-love and self-discovery. Now, for those of you who are new to the podcast, let me take a quick moment to introduce myself. My name is Sanaya Gurnamal, and I'm a relationship and self-love coach on a mission to empower people to create a life powered by love. I believe that the most important relationship you will ever have is the one that you have with yourself, and how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. The Project Loving Myself podcast began as my message to the world about learning to love yourself and creating a love-centered life. But a soulmate manifestation on season 1 with celebrity actress Elena Darna led to a whirlwind romance with actor Derek Ramsey that ended in I Do. That one moment catapulted this podcast into the limelight. And Project Loving Myself became synonymous with the idea that self-love can lead you to your happily ever after. So inspired was I by the numerous women who wrote in asking me to help them manifest their special someone that I created my signature online group coaching program, Soulmate Magnet, helping women who are looking for love to stop chasing it and start attracting it instead, so they can finally go from single to in a relationship for life. It has been an exhilarating ride so far, helping women find love within themselves and outside of themselves, attracting not only their soulmates into their lives, but so much more. I am incredibly grateful to be able to witness my students who have completed this program, who now recognize how worthy they are of love, and as a result, They've been magnetically attracting all kinds of amazing things into their lives, from abundance to career opportunities, and yes, most importantly, love. And it all started with them learning to activate their self-love power. So on this episode, our first episode of this year, my fellow self-love explorers, we're going to jump right in to what it takes to create the life of your dreams. We'll talk about how you can activate your self-love power and why you absolutely just have to do it. Self-love isn't just a catchy phrase or some distant concept. It is the special sauce, the magic ingredient that can supercharge your life. Truth is, there is no greater power in the world than love. Love connects, love heals, love creates. Love is a magnetic energy. It attracts to you what you desire, but only if you can stay in the vibration of love instead of dropping into fear. Think of self-love as your personal superpower. When you embrace it and let it flow, it transforms into various powerful forms. When you're feeling self-love vibes, you also say hello to self-confidence. It's like finding your groove and dancing through life with a spring in your step, knowing you've got your own back. And strength, when you nurture self-love, you become as resilient as an old oak tree, firmly rooted, unshaken by life's storms. Challenges become stepping stones, and you, well, you're the unstoppable force that just keeps moving forward. Self-love also makes you decisive and confident when making decisions. You're no longer stuck in the should I, shouldn't I dilemma. Instead, you make choices with the clarity of a GPS, guiding you to your desired destination. Ever heard of a growth mindset? Well, self-love is what it takes to unlock it. You begin to see every experience, whether smooth or bumpy, as an opportunity to learn and grow. I always teach my students and clients, whenever you're faced with a challenge, ask yourself, what opportunity for personal growth, for lessons that I can learn, does this situation present me with? Asking yourself these questions is like having a personal mentor named Life, always teaching you important lessons that are shaping you into who you were always meant to be. And here's the exciting part. Self-love is a magnet for positive and healthy relationships. Why? Because how you love yourself teaches others how to love you. When you treat yourself with kindness and respect, it sets the gold standard for how others should treat you too. Now imagine this. You're building an invisible fortress around you. Well, that's called healthy boundaries. With self-love as your foundation, you know when to say yes and when to say no. It's like being the bouncer of your own VIP club, only allowing those who truly deserve a spot. And how about resilience? Think of self-love as your anchor in the face of adversity. It's like having an umbrella handy right in the middle of a downpour. When life rains down its challenges, you stay protected and emerge renewed, ready to face whatever comes your way. But here's the thing. Self-love doesn't just make you a better partner, friend, or colleague. It also works its magic on your inner world. You wake up with excitement about all the infinite possibilities of a new day, instead of diving headfirst into a pool of self-criticism. You see, imperfections are unique brushstrokes in your masterpiece of your life. They don't take away from you. They make you who you are, uniquely who you are. And guess what? That positivity spreads like wildfire. Your mindset becomes your toolbox, and you're the skilled craftsman, shaping thoughts that build greatness. It's like using your favorite tools to craft the life you desire one thought at a time, just like a master artisan. But perhaps the most remarkable thing about self-love is how it inspires you and edges you towards personal growth. When you love yourself, you become your biggest cheerleader, rallying yourself on, moving forward, and telling yourself you've got this every step of the way. So let's sum it up now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Self-love isn't just about fuzzy feelings. It's a powerhouse that transforms your self-confidence, strength, decision-making, mindset, and even relationships. It's the art of treating yourself with the same kindness and respect that you give to others. Remember, my friend, self-love is all about giving time to yourself, responding to your needs as they arise, and prioritizing what truly matters to you. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. So are you in? Are you ready to activate your self-love power with me? But wait, before we do that, let's take a more in-depth look at the science behind self-love. Let's understand the true nature of self-love's incredible power and how it can be a force for personal transformation that works wonders within our brains. I'll start by telling you about the brain's reward system. When you practice self-love, it's like your brain's throwing a party and inviting all the feel-good chemicals. You see, acts of love release dopamine. That's the brain's way of giving you a pat on the back, reinforcing all those positive behaviors and making you feel oh so good about yourself. But here's another interesting aspect of our brains, neuroplasticity. It's like our brains have a built-in remodeling feature. When you embrace self-love, this neuroplasticity kicks into high gear. It allows your brain to rewire itself, positively, of course, based on your experiences. This means that over time, your brain can adapt and form new, more positive pathways related to self-love and acts of love. Now let's talk about stress. Our brains have an alarm system called the amygdala, responsible for our stress response. But when you practice self-love, it's as if you're soothing this alarm system. Self-love calms the amygdala, leading to reduced anxiety and therefore better decision-making. Research has shown that self-compassion practices can indeed lower stress levels. It's like the brain saying, "Relax, we've got this." But wait, there's more. Self-love is your confidence booster. It's like giving a pep talk to the brain's decision-making center, the prefrontal cortex. This part of the brain is responsible for planning, regulating your emotions, and making choices. When you practice self-love, it's like providing your prefrontal cortex with a power-up, leading to increased confidence and clarity in your decision-making, a sign of improved self-esteem and self-assurance. Now let's talk about how you see yourself. When you embrace self-love, it influences the brain's self-perception areas. What this means is that you start to see yourself in a more positive light. You start looking at yourself through a more kinder lens with more self-compassion. Scientific research has highlighted how self-love can lead you to develop a more positive self-image and you become more gentle with yourself, like a best friend who always sees the beauty in you. And guess what? Self-love isn't just an internal journey. It extends to your relationships with others. It's like flipping a switch for your brain's mirror neurons. These neurons make it easier to connect with others on a deeper level. Research has shown that self-compassion can enhance empathy and improve social connections. In essence, self-love isn't just about feeling good. It's about creating tangible changes within your brain. These changes dramatically improve your day-to-day life. These studies reveal that self-love can positively impact various aspects of your life, from stress reduction to improve self-perception and create stronger social connections and bonds with others. You can think of self-love as a mental workout. It's like hitting the gym for your brain's positive pathways while dampening the negative ones. You're not just transforming your emotions. You're rewiring your brain for a much more meaningful and fulfilling life. So as we embark on this journey of self-love together, remember that it's not just a warm and fuzzy concept. It's backed by solid scientific evidence. By practicing self-love, you're actively changing your brain for the better, leading you to create the kind of life you've always imagined for yourself. Now that we've got a handle on the amazing power of self-love, let's chat about how you can actually activate this inner superhero, your self-love power. So here are 10 different ways you can activate your self-love power. All right, so first things first is self-awareness. Start by getting to know yourself better. Spend some time reflecting on your thoughts, feelings, and actions. What makes you tick? Why are you feeling a certain way? Ask yourself questions and dig deep. Recognize your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and pinpoint those moments when you might not be treating yourself with the love that you deserve. Number two is self-compassion. Be as kind to yourself as you would be to someone you love. When you goof up or face a challenge, show yourself some love and compassion. Remember, it's okay to be human, and that means making mistakes. So give yourself a break and forgive those slip-ups. Even better, look at those errors or mistakes as learning experiences. If it hadn't been for those experiences, you wouldn't have learned all these wonderful things that you did. You wouldn't have become the person that you are right now. Next up is setting boundaries. Boundaries are like personal space rules. Learn to set healthy ones. You gotta know when to say yes to things that uplift you and no to situations that drain your energy or make you feel lesser than. You must protect your space, your energy, and yourself from energies that simply want to take from you. Self-love would be incomplete without self-care. In fact, self-love expands when you make time for self-care. So indulge in activities that recharge your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's a bubble bath, a good book, or simply a walk in nature, these are all ways to shower yourself with love. On five is positive affirmations. Your mind is like a garden, and thoughts are the seeds. Replace those negative, self-critical thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself things like, I'm worthy of love and happiness, instead of, I'm not good enough. Keep telling yourself things that make you feel good about you, instead of putting yourself down over and over again. Up next is how important it is to surround yourself with positivity. Keep company with people who lift you up, not hold you down. Nurture relationships that boost your self-esteem and make you feel good about being you. Positive vibes from others can really strengthen your self-love. Seventh is gratitude. Take a moment each day to count your blessings. This includes appreciating yourself, your qualities, your achievements, and even your quirks. Gratitude fuels your self-love. Number eight is to learn and grow. Embrace a mindset that's all about growth. Look at challenges as opportunities to learn, to progress, to evolve. Understand that making mistakes is part of the journey, not a reflection of your worth. Next is forgive and release. Carrying grudges and past hurts can be heavy baggage. That's a lot to carry for anyone. Learn to forgive both others and yourself. Most importantly, yourself. Forgiveness is like unburdening your heart and soul, making room for self-love to flourish there. And finally, we have self-love rituals. Create little self-love rituals that you enjoy. These could be as simple as jotting down your achievements in a journal, practicing mindfulness, or just taking a moment daily to appreciate yourself. I like to look at myself in the mirror and just acknowledge myself, appreciate myself, and thank myself for what I did today, for how I chose to show up, and for the love that I shared. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be gentle with yourself as you embark on this adventure of self-love. Over time, as you practice these steps, you'll find your self-love growing stronger and you'll see its positive impact shining through in your life. So, my dear, armed with this knowledge, I encourage you to take these steps and make self-love a part of your daily life. Now, here's your call to action. If you've had a light bulb moment during this episode, if something resonated with you, I'd love to hear about it. Share your insights on your socials, tagging at Project Loving Myself Podcast, and don't forget to tag me too, because you know I want to hear from you. You'll find me on at Sanaya Gurnamal. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and share this episode with people you love. Together, we can create a world powered by love. Oscar Wilde said, "To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance." So here's to you creating your greatest love story, the one that you have with yourself. You matter. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of self-love. Until next time, remember, love yourself and you'll light up the world. You are loved. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.